Farm Supply, West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Direckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Scissor Zone in West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy, West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harper Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Yeah. Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Well, good evening and welcome to West Plains High School. It is Scissor Boys basketball action tonight. West Plains Scissor Boys getting ready to take on the Springfield Parkview Vikings. So far here this evening, Parkview won the freshman contest 43-42, and Parkview won the JV contest 57-17. So now it's time for the varsity boys action. This is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic game show. And the Parkview Vikings come in with a record of 8-7. They have lost their last four games in a row. And the West Plains Scissor Boys come in at 8-7 on the season. They have won their last four games in a row. So, whose streak is going to continue and whose streak is going to be broken? We'll find out coming up here in just a little bit. It is Scissor Boys basketball on 100.9 The Train. We'll take a break. When we come back in about 4 minutes, we'll talk to Scissor Boys basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen,
Roger that.
Get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Scissors team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person. It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience. J.D. Power ranked the team at Shelter Insurance number one in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 6 out of the last 7 years. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School gym as we get ready for Scissor Boys basketball action this evening. West Plains Scissor Boys hosting the Springfield Parkview Vikings here at the West Plains High School gym. And it is your Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. It is also mid-winter court warming. And that means that they'll be crowning a queen. Now, those festivities will take place at halftime of the varsity contest. So right now, we're just getting ready to start that varsity contest. Then we'll have the crowning coming up at halftime of the varsity boys contest. For the West Plains Scissors and Coach Mason Miller, he'll be starting Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, and Clayton Robbins. For the Parkview Vikings, Coach Jack Simpson, he'll be starting Carlito Sanchez, Christian Cordova, Josiah Green, Eli Govan, and Cassie Heilig. That's the five starters that Coach Simpson told us about earlier this evening. We'll see if he sticks with that. Eli Govan, he is the 6'6 guy that plays the post for the Vikings. And he'll be going up against Clayton Robbins for the West Plains Scissors, 6'5 post Robbins. So this should be an interesting ball game. Both teams at 8-7. Scissors have won 4 in a row, and the Parkview has lost 4 in a row. So we'll have to see who will continue with their streak. Whose streak is going to get broken here this evening in this contest. Once again, West Plains Scissors and the Parkview Vikings. And coming up at halftime, we'll be talking about the Mountain Grove Boys Basketball Tournament next week, as the West Plains Scissors will be in that tournament. And also, we can tell you that the West Plains Lady Scissors picked up a big win last night in the Bolivar Tournament. They defeated state-ranked Rogersville 58-56. So congratulations to the West Plains Lady Scissors, who won the championship of the Bolivar Lady Liberator Tournament at Bolivar last night, 58-56 over the state-ranked team of Rogersville. I'll think of the name here in a minute. And that was a very good game, but guess what? Just wait, because February the 3rd, Rogersville will be right here at the West Plains High School gym to take on the West Plains Lady Scissors, February the 3rd. Mark that on your calendar, and make sure you're here at the ball game, because it will be an exciting ball game. I can guarantee you that, as last night's ball game was very exciting. Came down to the wire, and the Lady Scissors won at 58-56. All right, we're going to take another break, and when we come back with your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show, we'll have your starting lineups. You're listening to Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird
still got National Anthem to go.
What you need to enjoy the great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould, or go to BairdRVOutdoorAndMarine.com to see.
Well, I guess probably also because it's homecoming.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of gear. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine welcomes Dr. Nick Souter to their practice. Dr. Souter shares what drew him to the area.
Our family loves outdoor activities like camping and fishing, and there are just so many of those opportunities in this region for those adventures. I love the spirit of community here in both the medical community and in general. It's just a welcoming and exciting place to raise a family.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Extreme temperatures.
Yeah, that'll you'll have some people to talk to, maybe.
Properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsler & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your project, call Elizabeth Corey. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Y'all ready for this?
Attention Zizzer fans. The Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information
Roger that.
From Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. And the Parkview Vikings from Springfield are being introduced currently. And the starters, Carlito Sanchez, Christian Cordova, Josiah Green, Eli Goldman, and Cassie Hiley. That's the starters for Coach Jack Simpson. And the Parkview Vikings coming in at 8-7. They have lost their last four games in a row. Ethan Tuma will be the first one in for the Zizzers. Jared Kraft is next. Josiah Long. Jacob Moore will be next. And Clayton Robbins will be the last starter for the West Plains Zizzers and Coach Mason Miller. He's assisted by Coach Don Long and Coach Owen Harris. West Plains Zizzers are 8-7 on the season. They have won their last four games in a row. Once again, in the freshman contest earlier this evening, Parkview won at 43-42. JV contest, Parkview went to 57-17. We hope you've enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment, Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. We're time to get this thing kicked off. Boy, I tell you what, I'm just having a terrible time, aren't I? Clayton Robbins wins the tip, and the Zizzers will have the basketball first. Ethan Tuna. And Parkview right away wants to double-team the basketball. Jacob Moore runs down the loose ball. Long with it now. Back to Moore up top. And Kraft has the basketball. Kraft will take it to the right side. Pull-up jumper is good. Jared Kraft and the Zizzers are up 2-0. And we've got a foul. And that's going to be on the green for Parkview. So Kraft will go to the free throw line to shoot the free throw. And he makes the old-fashioned three-point play. The Zizzers are up 3-0 as we are just underway. It'll be Sanchez. Gives it up to Cordova. Back to Sanchez up top. Looking. Comes over to the far side, the right to Green. And now we've got a jump ball. It's going to go to Parkview. On the baseline. So throwing the ball in will be Hiley on the baseline. He'll get it into Govan. And around the horn they go up top. That'll be Sanchez with basketball up top. Looking. Now Govan with it. It'll come right side. And driving that baseline shot up and good is Green. And now, the official saying something to Green. He didn't like it. Whatever Green did or said, didn't like it. Now Green's going to come out. And coming into the ball game. And Hernandez, coming in. Zizzers with the basketball, and they lead it 3-2 here. Tuma gets it across the timeline to Long, and the Vikings, they are double-teaming that basketball. Green comes back in now, and Hernandez will sit down. So it'll be Robbins with the basketball, gives it to Long. Long up top to Kraft. Kraft on the left side now. And it's going to be stolen away. And here comes Green. And Green just threw down a one-handed slam dunk for the Vikings. And then he had something to say to Jerry Kraft. Moore kicks it out to Long, who will fire from the baseline. It's no good. Gets the rebound inside to Moore. Clayton Robbins loses it. Still on the floor, and now it's knocked away again, and now it's up in the air. They're going to knock it down to Clayton Robbins, and he's going to score. Clayton Robbins with the basket. Scissors lead it 5-4 up the floor in a hurry. And now we've got a foul as Long steals the basketball, and a foul on Parkview. And that one's going to go against Hiley. That's his first, second team foul on the Vikings. And the Scissors will inbound, full court, man-to-man. Kraft with it, all the way over to Long. He'll fire from the wing. It is, it goes in. Josiah Long with the community first banking company. West Plains Mountain Grove is there, a three-pointer. The Scissors up 5-4. With the basketball to Sanchez up top. Gives it to Green. A long three is going to be good. That one by Cordova. And the Scissor lead is one with 5.5 to go first quarter. Long with the basketball up top to Kraft. Kraft. Right side to Tuma. Gives it up to Kraft. Over to Moore. Moore over to Long. Long driving the baseline. Jacob Moore inside with the floater. It's good. Scissors lead by three as we come up on 5 minutes to go first quarter. And it's Hiley giving it up to Sanchez. Another long three is no good. Rebound Govan, and we've got a foul on the Scissors. I believe it's going to be Jared Kraft. And Kraft picks up his first foul. That'll be the first foul on the Scissors. And Parkview will inbound on the baseline. And they'll throw it into Govan. Govan kicks it on out on the baseline. Three, no good. Rebound comes down to Green. Green shots up and good. Green's got 6 points in the ball game. And it's a one-point lead for the Scissors. Long gets it to Kraft. Kraft down the corner to Robbins. Now they go Moore down in the post. Moore's shut. No good. Rebound coming up to the floor is Parkview. Sanchez up top. Gives it to Govan on the baseline. Shot up, no good. Goes over the back. And I believe they're going to get him for a foul. Going after the rebound. And they are. That's the first foul on Govan. Aiden Judd's going to check into the ball game now for the Scissors. And Jason Moore will come out. And that is the third team foul on Parkview. Tuma up the floor to Judd. Gives it to Long on the right side. Long up top to Kraft. Now down in the corner is Judd. Robbins with it. Back to Judd. Judd and Kraft. That's going to be a backcourt violation. Jared Kraft was having a hard time getting open, so Judd could pass him the basketball. Hiley comes out. And I believe it's Fernandez comes in for the Vikings. Sanchez with it. On the left side, back up to Sanchez. Now goes back on the left side, Fernandez. Sanchez up top. And he'll kick it in the corner. Long three is going to be good. And that is Cordova with his second three-pointer of the ball game. And Parkview has a 12-10 lead, their first lead of the ball game. Long gives it to Judd underneath. Kraft had the basketball. Pull-up jumper is no good. Govan over the top of Long, and now we're going to have a foul on the Scissors. That's going to be Aiden Judd. That'll be the first on Judd. Second team foul on the Scissors. 3.5 to go first quarter. Parkview leads it 12-10. Parkview with the basketball. Sanchez will bring it up across the timeline. And now it's stolen away by Clayton Robbins of the Scissors. Robbins will bring it up across the timeline. Gives it to Judd now. Judd up top. back to Robbins. Robbins, and he lost the basketball. Green to Govan. Govan lost it, and now we're going to have a foul on the Scissors. Govan will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's going to be Long picking up the foul. That's the first on Long. Third team foul on the Scissors. Govan looking for his first point of the ball game. Shooting two at the free throw line. And now they're going to say no good because his foot was on the line. Judd will come out. Jacob Moore goes back in for the Scissors. And one free throw. Now for Govan. He missed it. Jared Kraft with the rebound. Long with it. Gives it to Moore. Now they go cross court. Kraft on the wing. Getting the three. Jared Kraft with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Grove and Thayer three-pointer. And we've got a foul on the Scissors on the other end. And Long just picked up his second foul, 14 foul here in the first quarter. And Judd's going to have to come back in as Long comes out. Govan in the middle. Gets it back out. Sanchez on the wing for three, no good. Gets the rebound. Kicks it out to Govan. Now Long three is going to be good by Cordova. And Cordova has hit his third three-pointer here in the first quarter. Tuma with the basketball. Kraft on the right side. They go back up to Robbins. And it's going to be knocked away. Here comes Parkview the other way. And it's a layup for Cordova. And Parkview leads it 17-13. 2 minutes to go first quarter. Kraft with it. Judd with it. Back to Kraft. Back to Judd. Aiden Judd coming down underneath to Robbins. It is blocked by Govan. And coming up the floor with the basketball, that'll be Nash into the ball game. And underneath, shot up, no good. Judd with the rebound. Kraft with the basketball. Minute 40 to go first quarter. Scissors trailing by four. It's stolen by Sanchez. Here goes the other way for the layup. Sanchez with his first points of the ball game. West Plains wants a timeout. 19-13, Parkview with the lead. Minute 31 to go first quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. 19-13, Parkview leads the Scissor Boys with a minute 31 to go here in the first quarter. And folks, it's not a sellout crowd, but it's pretty darn close. You might be able to get about another 25 to 50 people in here, maybe. Robbins with the basketball. Judd has it on the left wing. Down the baseline, Tuma gives it up. Robbins will put his first shot of the game up. It's good. Clayton Robbins, he hits the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Grove there, three-pointer. And on the other end, it is Nash. Nash with the shot. And I believe for Nash, that was a three-point shot. Tuma with the basketball gets it to Judd. Judd on the baseline. Now Moore up, no good. Judd with the rebound, fighting underneath. Kicks it out. Kraft will fire the jumper, no good. Nash with the rebound. Nash will bring it up the floor. And they'll kick it out. On the left side is Nash with the basketball. Sanchez up top. 28 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Sanchez in the lane. It is no good. Judd with the rebound. Kraft with the basketball. 17 seconds to go first quarter. Kraft up top. Gives it up to Robbins. Now Moore with it. And now he finally got a foul. Nash is going to get called for the foul. That'll be Nash's first foul. That'll be the 14th foul on Parkview. And Scissors will inbound the basketball on the baseline. Tuma will throw it in with 7.7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Robbins, turnaround is no good. Will not fall. Sanchez with it. 2 seconds. One, he'll put it up, and it's no good. 22-16, Parkview leads it at the end of one. And we'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
The real estate market is still strong, and you have time to take advantage. Did you know that Westgate Realty is number one in the Ozarks? So who better to serve your real estate needs? 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. Westgate Realty puts clients first, so call them today at 417-257-2733. Visit WestgateRealty.com or search Westgate Realty on Facebook. Go Zizzers!
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. Parkview leads it 22-16. And it'll be West Plains Basketball to start the second quarter. Jared Kraft will throw it in to Ethan Tuma. Man-to-man defense by Parkview. Tuma across the timeline, gives it to Moore. Now Judd with it on that right side. Back to Kraft, up top to Robbins. Moore with it, back to Robbins. Now it's Tuma. Cross court to Judd on the right side. Judd up top to Kraft. Moore, and Kraft is going to get... No, they're going to say Kraft travel with the basketball. Coach Miller wants to know why in the world a foul wasn't called, because the Parkview player ran in to Kraft before he traveled. That's why he traveled with the basketball. Parkview with it now. Sanchez up top. Sanchez up top now to Cordova. They'll give it up to Green. Govan inside. Shot up good. Govan has his first point of the ball game, and it's an 8-point Parkview lead. Moore gets it to Judd, who will fire the three. It's no good. Sanchez with the basketball up the floor to Green, and Green scores on the layup. Green now with 8 points in the ball game. It's a 10-point Parkview lead. Tuma gives it up to Moore, back to Tuma, kicks it out to Judd, up top to Robbins. Moore with it, and Green just took it away from Robbins, or from Moore. Green's going to score. Kraft is going to get the foul, his second. First team foul, second quarter. And it'll be Green. Green now with 10 points in the ball game, looking for his 11th, and the Zizzers want a timeout. 6:39 to go first half. Zizzers trailing by 12, and we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
How many seconds did you say?
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit ozarkshealthcare.com.
If
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
From FDIC.
You're listening to West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Parkview Vikings lead the West Plains Scissor Boys 28-16 with 6:39 to go here in the first half. And it'll be Green at the free throw line to shoot one for Parkview, and it's good. So Green now has 11 points in the ball game. And it's a 13-point lead for Parkview. Tuma with the basketball up top now. Gets it to Moore. Moore gets it back to Kraft. Now it's Judd on the right side. Up top to Kraft. And Parkview trying to double-team the basketball everywhere on the floor. Clayton Robbins with it now. Gives it to Judd. He'll turn inside. And he traveled with a basketball. Josiah Long will come in, and Judd will sit down. And also Hiley comes into the ball game, and Cordova sits down. The Zizzer boys have not seen this much intensive defense all year long. Parkview is double-teaming the basketball all over the floor. They are in your face the whole way. And then on the other end, they're scoring at will. Green with another basket. Robbins across the timeline. Gives it to Long. Moore with it down on the baseline. Kraft will pull up for the three. It is no good. Rebound to Green. Parkview up ahead with the basketball going inside. Robbins blocks it, but Govan runs down the basketball. Green on the inside, and he missed the shot, but he's going to be fouled. And Green will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Long just picked up his third foul in the ball game. Second team foul on the Zizzers here in the quarter. And Judd's getting ready to come back in for Long, and Green misses the free throw. So Judd in, Long out with those three fouls. We won't see Long for the rest of the first half, I guarantee you. Green missed the second free throw. Tuma with the rebound. Moore with the basketball. Coming down the lane, puts it up and in. Jacob Moore and the Zizzers have their first points here in the second quarter. They trail by 13. Sanchez, he just pushed Tuma all the way across the floor, and they didn't call it. On the baseline, the shot is up, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Sanchez just took his left arm and extended it fully as he pushed Tuma all the way. Tuma slid 6 feet, folks. Kraft gets it to Robbins up the floor. Judd and Moore couldn't come up with a pass from Judd. Goes out of bounds. It's a turnover on the Zizzers. 4:49 to go here in the first half. 13-point lead for the Vikings. Sanchez. And every time Sanchez gets the basketball, he's using that off arm to push off, pushing that defender away from him, and they're letting him do it here. Zizzers steal the basketball. Here comes Moore. Gives it to Kraft. Kraft on the layup. And timeout is called by Parkview. 4:24 to go first half. And the Zizzers trailing by 11. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else?
At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Everyone can use a little free, and for a limited time at Pete's Inn of West Plains, buy two adult buffets, get one free on your next visit. Unlimited mouth-watering pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. And if you want to carry out, get Pete's Inn's biggest pizza, the NYXL, for just $10. Now that's a big deal, but it's only for a limited time. So hurry into Pete's Inn of West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. And Parkview leads the Scissor Boys 31-20. Parkview with the basketball. 4:20 to go here in the first half. Sanchez with it. And he'll give it up to Green, the free throw line. Green will drive in and score on the underhand layup. And folks, Green is the offense right now for the Parkview Vikings. Moore gives it back to Robbins, who will fire the shot. It's no good. Nash in the ball game, and a jump ball is going to be called. And it will be Parkview basketball. Sanchez will bring it up the floor. So Parkview comes to the right side. Back over. Up top to Nash. Now Green with it. He'll drive inside. Shot is blocked. And here comes Moore the other way with the scissors. And he'll get it to Robin. He'll go underneath Tuma. Back out to Kraft. Judd with it now on the left wing. Tuma on the far side. He'll drive in. Puts the shot up off the backboard. It's good. Scissors trailing by 11. 3:20 to go first half. Govan back in. Kicks it out. Nash with the three, no good. Green with the rebound. Green gives it up to Cordova. Back to Green, who will fire, and it is no good. Kraft with the rebound. Robin gives it up to Kraft. Tuma with it now. Judd has it down the left corner. Back up to Tuma on the left side. Over to Kraft. Kraft up top now. On the right side, gives it to Robin. Clayton Robin, and he lost the basketball off his foot, but then it was lost by Cordova. Tuma fires a three. It's no good, and we're going to have a foul. And who are they calling this on? They're going to call the foul on Green. That's his second. First team foul on Parkview this quarter. And Green tried to go over the back of Moore. Moore and Green are having words right now. And the official's going to come together and tell him. And now Green just said something to Moore as he comes out of the ball game. Moore has been very mouthy in this ball game for Parkview. I'm surprised they haven't given him a technical yet. And Sanchez just picked up a foul, his first. Second team foul on the Vikings. 2:29 to go here in the first half. Scissors trailing by 11. Kraft with the basketball. Tuma, and they tried to go inside, stolen away, and now Tuma's going to pick up the foul. That'll be Tuma's first. Third team foul on the Scissors. And we've got ourselves a very, very, very physical ball game. Official now talking to Sanchez. Sanchez will bring it up the floor now. Govan up top. They'll give it back to Sanchez. Sanchez up top. Long three is going to be no good. Sanchez with the rebound. And it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Viking basketball with 2:04 to go here in the first half. And it'll be Nash to throw it in. And now we've got a foul on Parkview. And that one's going to be on Govan. And that's his second, third team foul. And coming in now is going to be Davis. And Govan will come out for Parkview. 2:04 to go, first half. Still 11-point lead by the Vikings. Robbins gets it across the timeline, gives it up to Judd. And Parkview is back to double-teaming. And there's a foul on Parkview. And that one is going to go against Nash. That's his second. 14 foul on Parkview this quarter. Minute 53 to go in the half. Nash will come out of the ball game. And Tuma goes in to Robbins. Robbins had it knocked away, but they're going to call the foul. And that one is going to go against Sanchez. That'll be his second. That's the 15th foul, so the Zithers go to the free throw line for the rest of the quarter. Clayton Robbins shoots two, makes the first one. Robbins with 6 points in the ball game for the Zithers. Second one is good as well. And it's a 9-point lead for Parkview. Sanchez coming down the lane, shot up and good. And it's back to an 11-point lead. Tuma gives it to Kraft. Kraft back to Tuma across the timeline. Moore inside. He'll turn around, shot up, no good. Robbins. And looks like Robbins is going to be fouled on the putback. Cordova picked up the foul. That's his first. Clayton Robbins back to the free throw line to shoot two. Makes the first one. Robbins now with 8 points in the ball game. And the second free throw is good. So Clayton Robbins now with 9 points in the ball game. 9-point lead once again for Parkview. Minute 22 to go here in the first half. And that'll be Cordova with the basketball in the corner. And the three is going to be good. And that one is Fernandez hitting the three-pointer. Robbins has it. He'll put up a three on the baseline. And it's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove is there. Three-pointer. Sanchez gives it up Fernandez. And a long three is no good that time. Sanchez with the basketball. He'll turn around. Jumper is good. Sanchez has 6 points in the ball game. And it's an 11-point lead. Judd. And he traveled with the basketball. And now here comes three new substitutes for Parkview with 37 seconds to go here in the first half. Sanchez with the basketball. He'll bring it up. Cross the timeline. Walks it up. 30 seconds to go. Sanchez up top. Now they go to Govan inside, and there's a foul. That's probably going to be on Kraft. And it is. Kraft just picked up his third foul in the ball game. 14 foul on the Zithers, and Landon Montgomery is going to have to come in, and Kraft is going to have to come out. And the Zithers are getting into some foul trouble here in the first half. 26 seconds to go, first half. Sanchez with the basketball now. He's going to pull it out near half court, and Parkview is going to go for the last shot, looks like. 15 seconds. Down to 11 now. Now he'll give it up. Green with the basketball. And it's up and in. Green scores again. 2 seconds. Tuma's going to have to put it up from half court. It's no good. And it is Parkview 42 and the West Plains Zithers 29 here at the half. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment Halftime Show. You're listening to Zither Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand
between you,
and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment.
Sounds good.
Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection to you.
Here's Dr. Jason McConnell on our uniquely active population and keeping them moving.
Around here, our patients in their 70s, 80s, and 90s are doing things you wouldn't normally expect for their age. It's a blessing to live in such an active community where staying active is a way of life. At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, it's our privilege to help keep them on the go.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Looking for power and performance? Head to Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Get the rugged Mahindra Roxer utility vehicle with incredible financing. 0% APR for 48 months or take a $3,000 cash discount and split those winter logs with ease. Grab an Oregon 30-ton log splitter for just $14.99. Limited time offers at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, they're more than up on store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC PNC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym as Parkview leads the Scissor Boys 42-29 here at the half. It is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And right now they're introducing the candidates for the midwinter court warming. And they're all going to be out here on the floor here in just a moment. We'll have a queen crown here in just a little bit. The Zizzers, so far tonight, in the freshman contest, Parkview won the freshman contest 43-42. JV contest, it was Parkview with the big win, 57-17 over the West Plains Zizzers. And now we're at the varsity contest. And like we said, Parkview leads it 42-29. Zizzers in some foul trouble here starting in this first half as Jared Kraft, Josiah Long, and both picked up three fouls apiece. Nobody in foul trouble for the Parkview Vikings. And we've had 18 fouls called here in the first half, 8 on the Zizzers and 10 on the Parkview Vikings. So, let's see. Leading the scoring is Clayton Robbins for the Zizzers with 12. Jared Kraft has 8. 2 points for Tuma. 3 points for Long. 4 points for Moore in the ball game. And Kraft and Josiah Long with 3 fouls apiece in the first half of this ball game. Green leads Parkview with 17 points. Cordova has 11. 6 for Sanchez, 2 for Govan. Fernandez with 3, and Nash with 3 points here in the first half. And now they're getting ready to announce the midwinter court warming queen. Let's see. And it's going to be Shaylee Francis, I think is the name they said. So we hope that's right. And if it is, congratulations to Shaylee Francis, your mid-winter court warming queen for this year. All right. Zizzers will be in action next week. They will be at Mountain Grove to take part in the Mountain Grove tournament. Zizzers are the second seed in the tournament. First seed went to Norwood. Hartville, the third seed. Mountain View Liberty, 4. Mount Grove, 5. And Marshfield, the sixth seed. And it's a pool play tournament. So the Zizzers will play. Let's see here. Let me get my schedule out here and get the right schedule. On Tuesday, the Zizzers will play Marshfield at 7:30 in the main gym. The Zizzer JV will play Marshfield at 6 o'clock on Tuesday in the old gym. And then the Zizzers will play again on Thursday. They will take on Hartville at 7:30. JV Zizzers will play Hartville at 6 o'clock in the old gym. And then the finals of the tournament will be held on Saturday. So it's Zizzer Boys basketball action next week in the Mountain Grove tournament. And the Lady Zizzers will be off until February the 3rd when they will host the Rogersville Wildcats right here at the West Plains High School gym. The Lady Zizzers got the big upset win over Rogersville last night in the Bolivar Lady Liberator Tournament. And Rogersville currently ranked number 6 in Class 4 in the state of Missouri. And the Zizzers beat them last night. Lady Zizzers did 58-56. So that should be a thriller coming up on February the 3rd here at the West Plains High School gym. So mark that on your calendar and make plans to attend. Once again, here at the half, 42-29, Parkview leads the West Plains Zizzer boys here at the half. The Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. You're listening to Zizzer boys basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Whether you're ready to hit the lake in a new boat or go camping in a new RV, Baird RV Outdoors.
We're looking at like another 5 minutes.
Great outdoors. Baird has a huge inventory of new and used fifth wheels and pull behind RVs, toy haulers, and boats. Baird offers RV repair, boat service, and parts. Visit their showrooms in Mountain Home and Paragould or go to Baird RV Outdoors and Marine.com to see their inventory and low prices.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a Baird deal. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection too. Baird does it all for you.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
Chick days are going on now at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Reserve your future flock today. Order by February 15th for April 1st pickup or March 15th for April 29th pickup. Order forms are available in-store with multiple options from feed, including organic options, to supplies. Hirsch prides themselves on offering the area's most extensive selection of poultry essentials. Stop by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, Thayer, Ava, and Mountain Home.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at southernhillsautoplaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004.
Yeah, the gap's just going to get even larger in the second half, I think.
Starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus
yeah, they probably played February 16th. Pretty large team.
KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs, they supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota of West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery
Sounds
West
good.
Plains, Hirschfeld and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Joan Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show as we start the third quarter of play. And I believe Parkview, no, West Plains is going to get the basketball to start the third quarter, unless we're going to be checking here. The West Plains will get the basketball, start the third quarter, and the Parkview Vikings lead the West Plains Zizzer Boys 42-29. Jared Kraft will have the basketball up top. Comes to the right side, gets it to Robbins, back to Kraft. Now it's Tuma on the left side, long down. Now Tuma on the left wing. Back up to Kraft. Back over to Tuma. He goes deep to Robbins. He'll fire the three. It's no good. And Green with the rebound for Parkview. Here comes Goban. It's stolen by Robbins. Here comes Jacob Moore coming the other way. Missed the layup, long, has it blocked, and Tuma gets the basketball. Kraft will put a shot up from the wing. It is good for three. Jared Kraft with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, three-pointer. 10-point ball game right now, and Green fires the three. It's no good. Tuma with the rebound. Kraft will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Kraft comes to the right side, gives it to Robbins now, back to Kraft. Kraft on the left side, Tuma, they're going to go opposite to Long, he'll fire from the baseline, no good. And Jacob Moore steals the basketball, and Robbins with it underneath and scores. It's an 8-point Parkview lead, 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Sanchez with the basketball up top for Parkview. Coach Simpson is shouting out some instructions from the side. Sanchez up top, and finally, Coach Simpson is really mad at his boys, and he calls a timeout. We're coming back. In 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we had it all for you.
Looking for power and performance? Head to Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Get the rugged Mahindra Roxer utility vehicle with incredible financing. 0% APR for 48 months or take a $3,000 cash discount and split those winter logs with ease. Grab an Oregon 30-ton log splitter for just $14.99. Limited time offers at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hurst Font Supply, we're more than up on store.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Park D with the basketball. This is trailing by 8 here in the third quarter. And Park D with it. It's stolen by Jared Kraft. Gives it up to Robbins. Robbins to Long now on the left side. Long's trying to drive underneath. There's a foul on Govan. Govan just picked up his third foul. First team foul, third quarter. And it'll be Josiah Long going to the free throw line for the Zizzers to shoot two. Clayton Robbins shooting, Josiah Long makes the first free throw. Long has 4 points in the ball game. And coming in is Fernandez, and coming out of the ball game is Hiley. And Long will shoot two. Second free throw is no good. Green with the rebound. It is a 7-point lead for Parkview. They'll go down the corner. Long three is going to be good. And that is Fernandez hitting the three. That's his second of the ball game. Sanchez steals the basketball. Here comes Green up inside for the easy layup. And Green with 19 points now for Parkview. Kraft has it knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the side. As the lead is back up to 12 with 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Tuma with the basketball gives it to Kraft. Kraft gets it across the timeline. Long tried to go in through Robbins, went through his hand. Here comes Govan the other way, and he traveled with the basketball. No, they're going to call a foul. And they just called a foul on Jared Kraft, and that is Kraft's fourth foul of the ball game. And Kraft has to come out of the ball game with those four fouls. Green underneath. It is blocked. And now it'll be Parkview basketball on the baseline. Should have been a foul on Clayton Robbins right there, but they didn't call it. Sanchez down in the corner now. That's Fernandez. And he'll come back out. Cordova will fire a three. It's no good. Govan with the rebound puts it in. Govan with 4 points in the ball game. It's a 14-point lead now. And Long with the basketball. Gives it to Tuma up top. Judd now up to Clayton Robbins. Long up top. Long coming down the lane. And he missed the shot. Govan gives it up to Sanchez. Sanchez with the basketball. Goes underneath. Govan. He's going to score. And no basket, they said. Clayton Robbins fouled him on the floor before the shot. So Clayton Robbins with the foul. That's his first. Second team foul on the Zizzers. And Govan. They'll inbound the basketball. Govan with it for Parkview. Kicks it up top. Green just shuffled his feet, but hits the three-pointer anyway. Green has 22 points, and West Plains wants a timeout with 4:27 to go third quarter. And it's 52-35. Vikings with the lead. We are back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School gym. Zizzers with the basketball. Judd gives it to Robbins, who will fire the shot. No good. Long with the rebound. Gives it to Robbins. Now Judd with it. Up top to Tuma. Tuma gives it to Long on the right side. Long trying to drive. Shot up, and we've got a foul on Parkview. That's going to go against Fernandez. That's his first. Second team foul on Parkview. And Parkview leads to 52-35. Josiah Long for the Zizzers at the free throw line to shoot. And he missed the first one. Second free throw for Long is good. Long now with 5 points in the ball game, and it's a 16-point lead for Parkview. 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Fernandez up top, Sanchez on the right wing. Goes back up top, Fernandez. They'll go inside, kick it out, back to Green. Green's going to drive inside, kicks it out. Sanchez will fire the shot. It's no good. Moore with the rebound, and he'll give it up to Judd. Robbins with it, and Robbins had his shot partially blocked. And it's going to be Green. Going to be part two basketball. Clayton Robbins asking the official how come there wasn't a foul there. Official said that he got the block on it. So now Parkview with the basketball. Sanchez up top. Fernandez back to Sanchez up top. Fernandez right wing. Fernandez down the corner now. He'll get it to Green inside. He'll work inside and score easily. Green has 24 in the ball game to lead Parkview. It's an 18-point lead for the Vikings. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Aiden Judd puts a shot up, no good. Judd's going to get called for the foul. Coming over the back. That's two on Judd. Third team foul. And the question's going to be, folks, will the Zizzers have any players left here for this ball game? Because a lot of these fouls Zizzers are committing right now are frustration fouls. It's understandable because Parkview is being very physical and they're not really calling a lot of fouls on them. And Clayton Robbins picked up his second foul. And that is going to put Cordova at the free throw line to shoot two. I believe it's Cordova. Trying to see his number. And no, it's Hampton. Hampton hits the first one. Second free throw coming up for Hampton of Parkview. And it's good. And Parkview leads it by 20. Tuma brings it up the floor across the timeline. Gives it to Long. Back to Tuma up top. Tuma. Now they're going to call a foul on Parkview. That's going to be Nash. And Nash just picked up his third foul for Parkview. 13 foul this quarter. And the Zizzers will inbound. Robbins with the basketball up top. Judd with it on the right wing. Long with it, trying to get inside. And Long's going to be fouled by Parkview. Who's he going to be on? He's going to be on Green. That's his third. Fourth team foul on Parkview. So one more foul here in the third quarter on Parkview. The Zizzers can shoot free throws. Tuma will inbound, gets it to Robbins. Robbins inside, turnaround jumper is no good. Green with the rebound. Here comes Nash up the floor. Nash kicks it out to Sanchez. Sanchez back to Nash, who will fire the three on the baseline. It's good. Nash hitting his second three-pointer of the ball game. 23-point lead for Parkview, along with the basketball. He'll fire a three. It's no good. Again, he picks up the loose basketball. We'll take it right in. And lost scores. He's got seven in the ball game. It's a 21-point lead for Parkview. Sanchez with the basketball up top. Green on the right side, down into the corner. Now go Sanchez up top. And Hiley with it now, up top. Green on the left wing. He'll drive in the paint and scores. And the Zizzers do not have an answer for Josiah Green. Timeout call with the Zizzers trailing 61-38. And we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus save up to $300. Now through February 16th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Get great tractor package deals and financing offers at Edsler & Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Parkview leads it 61-38 over the Zizzer boys. And Sanchez just stole it from no basket. Numa gets called for the foul. That'll be his second 14 foul on the Vikings. And no basket. And Parkview is arguing with the officials. And now they're saying Sanchez at the free throw line. He hits the first one. So apparently, they're going to say the basket didn't count, but he was fouled on the floor, so he makes two free throws. And they've got the Zizzers for five fouls here. I've only got them for four, so Zizzers turn the ball over. Minute three to go, third quarter. It's a 63-38 ball game. Parkview in control. Sanchez will bring it up the floor. And Hiley with it up top. He'll fire a three. It is no good. Robbins with the rebound. Kraft is back in the ball game with four fouls. Tuma to Long on the right side. And now we've got a foul on a Parkview. And that's going to be on Sanchez at his third. That's the 15th foul. So now everybody shoots free throws for the next 43 seconds. Josiah Long shooting two. And the first one goes in and comes out. Second free throw for Josiah Long is coming up. And he missed it. Robin got the rebound, but they're going to call Clayton Robbins for the foul on the rebound. That's his third. And they'll go the other end. Govan will shoot two free throws for Parkview. And Govan misses the first one. Second free throw coming up. And it's no good. Moore with the rebound gives it to Tuma. And Long has it. Back over to Tuma. And Moore kicks it out. Kraft with it. Long up top. Tried to go inside. Moore throws it right off of Cordova. Goes out of bounds. The basketball on the baseline. Govan comes out. Lawson will come in for Parkview. 29 seconds to go, third quarter. Zizzer's trailing 63-38. Moore with the basketball up top to Kraft. They'll go right side to Tuma. Over to Moore, who will fire from the wing. It's no good. And Long gets it. Tuma underneath and scores. Ethan Tuma with 4 points in the ball game. 23-point lead for Parkview. 9 seconds to go, third quarter. Hiley coming down the lane. It's going to be an easy layup for Hiley. And at the end of three, 65-40 is your score. Parkview leading the West Plains Visitors. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to the basketball. 100.9 the train.
At Toyota of West Plains, they strive to make your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever had. Fast, easy, and straightforward. They're also the only car dealer in West Plains that does not charge a documentation fee. Come see for yourself why so many people come back time and time again to Toyota of West Plains for their next vehicle. Visit the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Sales departments open Monday through Saturday. Services open Monday through Friday. Toyota of West Plains.
Experience matters, and Sean Duggins, broker owner at Westgate Realty in West Plains, has that with close to 30 years in the business. Sean Duggins and the 65 sales associates are ready to assist you with all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, land, farm, and recreational properties, as well as new construction. They put clients first. Stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Check them online at westgaterealty.com. Search Westgate Realty on Facebook or call 417-257-2733. Go Zizzers.
It's Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Starting the fourth quarter of play, Parkview will have the basketball, and they lead it 65-40 over the Zizzer boys. And Sanchez with the basketball. Give it up to Green, back to Sanchez on the left side. Zizzer's in a man-to-man defense. It's Cordova in the lane, puts it up, no good. Robin with the rebound. He'll give it to Kraft. Kraft will bring it across, gets it to Moore. Moore to Robbins on the left side. Robbins trying to get inside, and now we're going to have a foul. And that is going to go against Hiley. That'll be his second. First team foul on Parkview here in the quarter. Moore with the basketball. Underneath, and he goes in for the easy basket on the right side. Moore now with six in the ball game. And going the other way. And Hiley gets the basket on the other end. Now Long has it. Kraft up top. Moore goes over to Robin to a fire of three up top. It's no good. Josiah Long lost it. Here they go, and Parkview turns it over. Moore kicks it out to Long, who will fire a three from the right side. No good. And now Parkview throws it up. Sanchez with it. And it's missed by Green, but Sanchez with the rebound. Sanchez coming inside. Shot up and good. Sanchez has 10 points in the ball game. It's a 27-point lead for Parkview. Tuma, and he had it taken away. Coming the other way, layup is up and good by Hiley. And Parkview running away with it right now in the fourth quarter. Parkview leads it by 29 points with 6:20 to go in the ball game. Remember, if the lead gets to 30 or more, Clayton Robin gets the shot coming down the left side of the lane. If it's 30 points or more, turbo clock goes into effect. Sanchez with the basketball. And he's pushing off again. He's done it all night long. And here comes Green. They're going to count the basket, I'm sure. The foul's going to go against Long. That'll be his fourth. First team foul. And Green with 28 points in the ball game for Parkview. He'll be at the free throw line to shoot one. The only reason he's still in this ball game right now is to pad his stats, folks. As he makes the free throw, Green with 29 points. Grass will bring it up across the timeline. Gives it to Moore. He'll go over to Long. Clayton Robbins fires a three. It's no good. And here comes Sanchez. Govan with it. And Govan with a one-hand dunk. And Govan going to get called for a foul as he blocked Aiden Judge's shot. And I thought for a minute it might be goaltending. And Govan just picked up his fourth foul. Second team foul. And no goaltending. But Aiden Judd will shoot two for the Zizzers. And Judd hits the first one. And that's his first point of the ball game. And it is a 31-point lead right now. I don't know why the clock's not running. Judd missed the second one. Govan with the rebound. And Sanchez will bring it up the floor. Sanchez up top. Govan gives it back to Green. Green's coming down the lane. Get ready. Count the basket. And the foul. Aiden Judd picks up the foul. That's his third. Second team foul on the Zizzers. And Green hits the free throw. And it clock is now running turbo clock as it is a 79-45 lead for Parkview. Green finally leaves the ball game with 32 points. And the rebound comes down to Fernandez. Here comes Sanchez. He's going to get fouled. And right now the Zizzers are just fouling. It's all frustration. Long just fouled out of the ball game, folks. Long fouls out with 7 points in the ball game. And actually, they're going to make Parkview throw it in. Sanchez missed the shot. Judd with the rebound. Kraft gets it to Judd, up to Montgomery in the ball game. Robbins with it. Judd inside, puts it up and in. So Judd now with 3 points in the ball game. 79-47, 3.5 to go in the ball game. Turbo clock is running. Sanchez with it. Gives it up. And it's now up top to Davis. Davis kicks it back out to Fernandez. Now Sanchez with it up top. And now they throw it down the corner. Here comes Fernandez inside, back to Sanchez. And right now, 3:08 to go in the ball game. Parkview just playing keep away now. Finally, 3-point shot is up and no good. But it's the rebound comes down to Nash. He runs it down. Nash coming down the lane. Missed the shot. Kraft with the rebound. Gives it to Montgomery. Back to Kraft. Kraft will bring it up the floor. And Kraft going to the basket. No good. And Clayton Robbins just took a shot in the face, folks. They're going to call the foul. Foul is going to be called on Hampton. That's his first. And that will be the third team foul on Parkview. Now Coach Simpson going deeper in his bench. Going to let everybody get some time into play. So will Coach Miller. Coach Miller is bringing his boys out. 2 minutes to go. Turbo clock is running. Inside, Patillo is going to get fouled. And There's not even a number 12 in the book, folks. So I don't know who it is, but he committed the foul on Petillo. So Petillo will go to the free throw line to shoot two. That's the 14th foul on Parkview. And Petillo, it's his first point of the ball game off the bench. Minute and a half to go, and the clock is running, turbo clock. And Petillo misses the second one. Parkview with the basketball. Fernandez will bring it up. On the right side. And there's players in here right now, folks, that aren't even in the book. So we can't tell you who they are. But number 33 for Parkview just hit a three-point play, three-point shot. And shot missed by the Zizzers. Coming up the floor is Parkview. And Coach Simpson just told his players, hold the basketball. Do not take a shot. He told his players on the floor, do not take a shot. 37 seconds to go here. Now we're down to 28. Final score is going to be 82-48. Parkview with a decisive victory over the West Plains Zizzers. The Zizzers will regroup and go to the Mountain Grove Tournament next Tuesday night. We'll have the game for you here on the radio. 10 seconds to go now. 82-48 is going to be your final. Parkview defeats the West Plains Zizzers. And they'll sweep all three games. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball 100.9 and Strange.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven experts.
What was that?
On call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr.
They didn't
Ryan,
even shake hands.
And I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health
when
is
do you
our
want
top
it?
Priority.
If you have digital banking with Community right. First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy and it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
A message from Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Starting fresh each year means your Medicare and insurance deductibles reset. During this time, you might notice charges for services that are typically covered by your insurance. Don't worry, this is normal and usually means you're working toward meeting your annual deductible. Have questions, change insurance plans? Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment's professional billing team is here to help. Corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Focused on your health since 1984.
Yeah.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym, and it is the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. And Parkview defeats the West Plains Zizzers 82-48. Parkview wins all three games tonight here at the West Plains High School Gym. For the Zizzers in the varsity contest, Clayton Robbins scored 16 points. Jared Kraft had 11. 4 points for Ethan Tuma. 7 for Josiah Long. 6 for Jacob Moore. 3 for Aiden Judd. 1 point for Hudson Petillo. For Parkview, 32 points for Green. 10 points for Sanchez. 11 for Cordova. 6 points apiece for Govan, Hiley, Fernandez, and Nash. 2 points for Hampton and 3 points for the unknown Parkview Vikings. It was 22-16. Parkview led at the end of one. Parkview led at 42-29 to half. They led 65-40 at the end of three, and we had the turbo clock in the fourth quarter as Parkview won it 82-48. Parkview outscored the Zizzers in the fourth quarter 17-8. Zizzers fall now to 8-8. Parkview now goes to 9-7. Coming up, we'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine Clinic player of the game. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When winter hits the Ozarks, Mother Nature can throw anything our way. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment doesn't let ice, snow, or power outages stand between you and your medical needs. Our specially trained staff transforms into disaster response teams during severe weather, ensuring critical deliveries reach you. If you rely on oxygen, don't wait. Check your backup systems today. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains, focused on your health since 1984.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. The Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic player of the game is going to be Clayton Robbins. Clayton Robbins had 16 points to lead the Zizzers here in the loss to Parkview 82-48. So congratulations to Clayton Robbins. 16 points in the ball game to lead the Zizzers. All right, West Plains Zizzers now will regroup. And they will play on Tuesday night at 7:30. They'll play Marshfield at the Mountain Grove Tournament, the 2025 Family Pharmacy Tournament at Mountain Grove High School. That's next Tuesday. They play Marshfield at 7:30. We'll have the game for you right here on the radio. Well, Parkview wins all three of them. They won the freshman game 43-42. They won the JV game 57-17. They win the varsity contest 82-48. And that's going to wrap it up for me. Hope you enjoyed Zizzer Boys basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota.
How many
West
games
Plains,
are next week?
Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery.
So they have
West
the whole
Plains,
week off,
First
huh?
First Feed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Directman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West
Sounds
Plains.
Sounds good. Ozarks Healthcare Medical. I'm going to get everything running, then I'll be out of here.
Buick and GMC. Of West Plains.
See you next
Bank,
week.
Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep and Ram of West Plains,